Test 67, Section 2, Question Number 9. Now, here we're dealing with a flaw question, and the conclusion is that Sarah must use the pool at least occasionally. Now, the evidence is to use the pool, you have to have a membership, and then Sarah has a membership at the gym. Now, there's actually two problems here. One is that to use the pool, you have to have the membership, and Sarah has a membership. But having a membership doesn't mean you have to use the pool. And so that's kind of our problem. It also is that it's just saying she has the opportunity, but that doesn't mean she actually will. So let's look at our answer choices. A, mistakes a policy that's strictly enforced for one to which the exceptions are made. This isn't about whether or not the policy is strictly enforced. It's the problem is that she may or may not use it even though she has the opportunity. B, treats a statement whose truth is required for the conclusion as though it were a statement whose truth ensures the conclusion is true. Well, maybe. This is one where I said, let's hold on to it, because that's kind of what we're getting. To a certain degree, this is a bad if-then. C, presumes that one or the other of two alternatives must be the case without establishing that no other alternative is possible. Well, no, this wasn't about ruling out other possibilities. It's just that just because she can doesn't necessarily mean she will. And then concludes that a person has a certain attribute simply because that person belongs to a group, most of whose members have that attribute. Well, we don't have anything about most members. This isn't a group issue. And then draws a conclusion that merely restates a claim presented in support. That's our circular reasoning answer, and that wasn't what occurred here. And so B would be our correct answer. Now, the statement whose truth is required for the conclusion, that would be you're required to have a membership in order to use the pool occasionally, doesn't necessarily mean that Sarah does, so she just can, and therefore B is our correct response.